Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, and I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we have a very special guest, Sharon Abbott, a business development consultant and trainer who specializes in helping entrepreneurs grow through education and relationship building strategies. She is the author of 10 books. Her latest is About Face, Traits, Tell Tales, Learn to Read Faces, and Increase Your Sales. So we'll be discussing the ancient practice of physiognomy, or simply face reading, and how to use it in your life. So welcome, Sharon.
Thank you, Stacey. It's so much fun to be here with you.
Well, I've been looking forward to this podcast for a couple of weeks, ever since we had you booked, because this is so interesting to me and intriguing. And I know that this face reading, the physiognomy, is an ancient practice. And how has it stood the test of time? And what exactly is it? Is it just exactly what it sounds like, where you're reading someone's facial expressions?
Somewhat it is. And it actually was started back in the Ming Dynasty, that if your face didn't meet specific traits, you weren't allowed to be anywhere near the castle and the, you know, the hierarchy. And then later it was Aristotle who started using it when acting, and he could actually bring his audience into the awareness of what he was portraying. And it was wonderful because people began to recognize that there were similarities in people who had the same traits. But it wasn't until 1935 that Judge Ed Jones from Chicago started keeping a record book, and he would look at people's faces and he would say guilty, not guilty. Based on the jury's findings, he was 90% accurate based on looking at someone's face. So,
wow.
Yes, it is just looking at a face and understanding how they communicate, how they need to be communicated with, where almost everyone talks in the way they're comfortable communicating, which misses 50% of the communication requirements because the person you're talking to might not process information the same way you do. So face reading is looking at someone's face, understanding how fast to talk, how slow to talk, give lots of information or very little information, get to the bottom line. It's all based on what that person needs, not the way you're comfortable speaking.
Wow. There's so much you can tell just by looking at a face then. So can you just look at a picture and immediately know how to talk to that person? And what are the features that are the most telling?
Well, I was looking at your picture on Facebook. That's why I wanted to know your last name. And
Oh, you tricky. Oh, that is so funny.
So your nose is one of the, you know, everybody's nose is a prominent feature, but your nose, you've got a little bit of roundness at the end of your nose, and that indicates that you like stories about people, especially successful stories. You like fun things about, you know, people who have done something challenging and they've succeeded, and that appeals to your good-naturedness. But there is at the very end of your nose kind of that tiny bit of a ski jump. And so you trust people a lot. So one of the things that when I'm talking with you, I know that I want to be very careful about the information that I give you because you want to believe what people say.
You know, that is very, very true. All right, and don't take advantage of me, people out there. No, I'm just kidding. I do. I'm one of those people that believe in the good, right? And unless you prove me wrong, I am willing to think of you as I would want to be thought of, right? I mean, to be trusted until, of course, you cross me. Don't do that. But anyway,
yeah.
That is so funny. So
yeah, and then I can look at your lips, and lips are very telling because your bottom lip indicates that you're a little bit better at listening than you are at speaking. But if you're comfortable speaking with what you need to speak about, you're fine. But you're just more comfortable listening to other people. And that's the larger bottom lip. And the opposite would be if you had a larger upper lip, you would be combating people for, I want to talk. And people who have that larger upper lip often get distracted by not paying attention to what the other person is saying because they're so worried about what they want to say. So it's a great trait, especially doing podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good. See, I was born to do this. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's that's great.
And then there's one picture where I can see your profile, and you have a flatness from your eyebrow halfway up your forehead, and that's an indication of somebody who's very logical. So you're probably very organized in your job, which I'm sure Annie loves. So you have a place for everything, there's a time for everything, you keep things organized, and that's what makes you succeed in your job.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, Sharon, you know, you're hitting the nail on the face. Head on, flush on the face. This is very good. I mean, I love that we're giving our listeners here at Jennings Wire an example of exactly what face reading can do and how it can be a portal into who you are. This is great information in terms of deciding how to communicate with people. Now, you've given us kind of a rundown in using my face as an example. Now, how can people learn how to do this? And once they learn how to do this, how can they incorporate it? I mean, not only just at work, but I'm sure this also can work well in relationships and dating. If you're on a blind date, seeing somebody for the first time, you'll be able to tread lightly and not cross certain lines also, right?
Well, you know, you're right. And one of the things that I found is extremely helpful, you know, with speaking, I do platform speaking and I meet a lot of people. Right now I'm building a school for kids at risk. And so I'm interviewing a lot of people that are going to be involved in the school. I can determine within 30 seconds if that person is someone that I can work with for the job that they want. So when I started researching this, I mean, I've been studying it now for over 12 years. When I wrote the book last year, I started writing it because so many people were saying, I really would like a guide. I want to know how to do this. Because they saw, just like with you, how easily I could determine when I was speaking who to involve from the platform. You know, they're hecklers no matter where you speak. And I found that if I involve them, then they don't heckle me, which means I can stay on target, I don't get distracted, and I don't miss points that I want to cover. And I found that extremely valuable. And I have gone into corporations and I've done a training. It's called Street Smart Sales. And I can teach sales teams how to use face reading techniques to be able to get better communications. Like almost within a minute, they can build rapport, which means they can cut their sales ratio in half. So instead of, let's say, a 1 in 20 ratio where a salesperson will talk to 20 people to close one, they can literally cut their sales ratio in half and save themselves half the time that they would normally go from approach to close, which is one of the main reasons I wanted to learn this, because I've always taught entrepreneurs and I'm always looking for something that's more efficient. The information that's out there, there's so many volumes of information on physiognomy that it was too difficult to pare it down. So I kept finding ways of eliminating, you know, because to say something people will generally use like 30 words to say what you can say in 5.
Right. And oh, yeah.
Narrowing it down and narrowing it down. And that's how I developed this whole process. So when I wrote the book, it was to help people get a quick study so that they can actually begin to practice. And I always ask people, practice with famous people like movie stars or politicians, because you have an idea of who they are. So there's a better understanding of what you're interpreting.
Wow, Sharon, so much great information, and I wish we had a little bit more time to go over even more. I could think of several people I could give you names of to do this with. right now on the phone, but I won't. I won't. But our listeners out there, you know, if you want to learn more about this fascinating practice of physiognomy, please visit Sharon's website, which is SharonAbbott.com, and we'll spell that SharonAbbott.com. And of course, you can learn all about her services, her training, her speaking, and more about the book About Face: Traits Tell Tales, Learn to Read Faces and Increase Your Sales, along with all of her other books as well. So thank you so much, Sharon. I really appreciate it. This was really fun.
You're welcome, Stacey. It was a great time. Thank you.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy much, much more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that could be absolutely perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.